coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I don't know. No, I do know. Not Iceland.
But the phrase was, "It's Bjork is worse than its bite."
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We're a podcast that every week choose a popular saying.
Heaven on earth, my friend.
And take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But we're also going to use that because we're a functional podcast, and we're going to use that to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark. What if we had no idiom 1 week just to show what directionless looks like?
Real directionless?
Yeah.
We don't have anything to anchor.
We have no idiom.
Regrettably, we can still talk.
We'd fill 30 minutes. No problem.
It's but then you'd have to, it would be a dysfunctional podcast.
Correct.
Which is fine.
Correct.
I have no problem with dysfunction.
So I'll show you something. Hopefully this works.
Perfect. All our levels.
Don't worry about it, boys. Her bark's worse than her bite.
Well, we got the audio anyway. Bark is worse than its bite. That is today's
Sweet.
Like, I'm just going to do, this is high tech.
The bark is worse than its bite.
That is Bruce Willis in Moonlighting. Did you watch Moonlighting back in the day?
Absolutely. Sybil Shepherd.
Best show ever.
Yeah, it's funny how that there was that generation of things. But we actually, back then, it was just a different time when you were like, I need to be home at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Right? Because
I don't want to miss the next episode. Yeah, of whatever.
I know, I was...
Which is just ridiculous now.
When I became, whatever it was, grade 6 or 7, and it was like, okay, you can go to the church youth group on Tuesday nights now. I was like, Tuesday nights is the A-team.
I don't miss the A-team.
Mr. T.
People putting in complaints to the church office about moving youth night. You're competing with probably, the A-team.
Yeah, that was probably an actual problem with live events. It's like, well, yeah, but must see
TV. On that night.
Moonlighting's
Dallas.
On.
I never got into that kind of stuff.
I think Dallas was
like the age like beyond
my,
us.
Yeah, yeah. My parents. I don't
think
who
shot were. JR. Like no one cares.
I remember even riding the coattails of my parents' shows, like The Love Boat.
Oh yeah, so you could watch Fantasy Island at the end.
Layla,
love you.
Love you too.
It's working things right to
the bone,
so you could linger on and stay awake longer. So it's like it. You can watch The Love Boat, but you got to go to bed after Love Boat, unless they're not paying attention. And then you can linger on and get a little Fantasy Island.
You put on their shows just to stay up longer?
Oh, it's Fantasy Island. Tattoo is speaking to me.
The plane.
Yeah. So
anyway, that was let's listen to it again. Bruce Willis, Moonlighting.
Don't worry about it, boys. Her bark's worse than her bite.
Guaranteed he's talking about Sybil Shepherd right there.
Yep. Bark is worse than the bite. And there are people that are just yappy like that. Where they're just
all talk, which is the meaning of this, is somebody who this is what I jotted down. When a bark is worse than one's bite, it's used about a person's behavior. It means that someone's grumpy or aggressive words, but they can't harm you. The person in question talks as if they're tough or even violent, but they won't back it up with fulfilling the threat with actions.
It doesn't even matter
harmless.
if it's people. But like sound is always, it's always adds a layer of power.
Sure.
To it.
Yeah.
And so like it this way in movies where, you know, it's like, oh, watch it with the sound down. It's like, well, that's stupid. But the sound up is like terrifying and you're not going to sleep that night.
Oh, right.
It makes me, think of like the water and why I think one of the terrors of water is that you can't hear anything coming.
Interesting.
So whatever's going on in the murky deep below you.
So you're saying a movie is scarier with the sound off.
With the sound on, it's way scarier.
But water is scarier because the sound's off.
Right, you can't hear anything coming.
But if the sound wasn't dampened in the water, don't you think it'd be scarier? If you heard everything in the ocean?
I would just... Yeah, I already have problems going into the
ocean. It'd be scarier.
It would be scarier. But this whole thing...
As scary as it is, I can't hear anything. It'd be worse if the sound was on.
Divers...
Somebody unmute the ocean.
Dun, dun,
what if you took the shell with you down in the ocean?
Do you hear the
like
sea?
Like a big conch. Would you hear the ocean?
I wonder if they say that about our stuff. If you take a tin can and put it against, you can hear the land.
Yeah. What do they do in the ocean? If you put this, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In the ocean, they find a can?
Yes.
Look at this. You can hear.
You can hear
New York City.
You can hear land if you put this up against your ear. You can hear a baseball game being played. Yeah. So I think that is probably a hugely terrifying part of the water, is that you don't, like, it's just there. You see these photographer people take, you know, like doing photography or videography of sharks, and they're like, oh, while I was doing that, I didn't notice that this monster was sneaking up behind me. It's like, and you turn around and there's just terror.
Right.
Like, and so that whole silence, maybe, I think as well, maybe like movies like A Quiet Place, that's where they get their power.
Yeah, maybe. That's interesting. Yeah. And what's the other one? Bird Box? Oh, no, that's not Quiet.
That's Blind.
That's Blind. I got it backwards.
Yeah.
There's a new Quiet Place, isn't there? The Beginnings?
More Quiet Place.
Even quieter.
Even quieter.
Takes place in a library.
It's just called
Shh. Should be called Nothing. That still makes a sound.
Okay, I came across this.
Okay.
An Alaskan sled dog was barking, but no sound came out.
Okay.
Turns out it was a Malamute.
Stupid.
So the idea of the terror of the T-Rex is part of the... It's noise. It's the lion's roar that paralyzes people.
Right.
And then it eats you.
Right.
Yeah. So, but the shark just goes straight to the eaten part.
I'm just looking something up. I'm listening. You know, it looks like I'm not looking at you while you talk.
I was mostly thinking that because that's what was happening. But I'm okay with that. You don't have to look me in the eye. I know it can be awkward for some
people.
Something
just popped into my mind.
Okay.
And we'll try and talk through this. But do you remember this?
What do you mean bark has bite?
Barks root beer?
Yeah.
Bark has bite.
Right.
Barks root beer has bite.
What do you mean barks has bite?
Barks has bite.
Barks has bite.
Oh, man. That's funny that you pulled that out now.
I didn't even think of it in the setup. Just, I'm like, didn't they have an ad?
Barks has bite. Barks has bite. It's a sideways step.
Can't you read? No trespassing.
Oh, I'm just letting people know that Barks has bite.
There you go. Like, that was their thing for years.
Barks has bite. That's a good play on words. Yeah.
With good root beer.
So these physical threats minus the sound. And so I think of like yappy people that are all sound and generally don't have a bite. This video popped up on the YouTubes where it was this lady and she was chirping off on this guy. And of course he begins filming her. Because he's like, she's nuts.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. And so sure enough, her yapping turns into... how it always does. You can't do that. You can't film me. This is a public place. You can't film me. He's like, it's a public place. I can't film you. And her chirping turns violent where she, next thing you know, she's throwing a fist at this guy and he lays her out. As soon as she hit him, he defended himself.
Right.
And popped her back. And it's the bark and the bite. And she was like looking on the ground, just stunned. Like this had never occurred in her world. You can talk all you want,
and
if you move it into bite...
Even though he's bigger or whatever...
You can get bit back.
Yeah, I guess defending yourself is a different story.
She can say whatever she wants with her mouth, but as soon as it turned into bite, then the bite came back.
He bit back.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
It's one of
those
things where you don't want anybody to get hurt, but sometimes you're just like, you...
Why did you hit him?
You needed that. you needed that.
Oh, no. It helped bring.
I didn't see the video, so I don't know.
Press the reset button on her for sure.
Yeah, that's all he did. He pressed reset.
I pressed the reset button. That's his defense.
Flip the switch to Spanish.
And so it's not included in the video, but the I guess there is a longer version of it where police end up coming and they ended up
arresting him.
Her.
Oh, they did
because he had everything.
Oh, because he had the video.
Yeah, and so he defended himself. She struck first, and he popped her back and. You can't assault people. He's allowed to defend himself.
But you
himself.
Can assault back.
Yes, exactly. Don't throw those fists. So talking about bite, yeah, being very different than the bark. You can say whatever you want, but just, yeah, don't make it physical.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
I guess that's where rhetoric turns sideways. Oh, that like this week.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, this week.
This week where guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
Down in America.
This is just to set the... timeline of today's recording, it was 2-3 days ago
mm-hmm.
that assassination attempt on
yeah
past president depending on when you're listening to this
current
president Donald Trump. Yeah, what an amazing chain of events.
We talk
scary
about, yeah, so where like barking turns into
who cares
bite.
If you're in favor or not of the guy.
Yeah, you don't
crazy.
Get to run around and shoot people.
Yeah.
So wild.
You know what's, this is way off topic here, but somebody whose bark is worse than their bite, it probably is the kid that pulled the trigger. Because did you hear his backstory a little?
No.
So he, I guess his high school had a shooting team.
Oh.
Like a sport.
Oh, so he was like accomplished. He
couldn't make the team.
Oh.
And this was his last. There's an irony. I'll show you how good I could shoot.
Missed.
Oh. It's not funny. None of it's funny.
I have a hard time. So if something makes you laugh, it's kind of funny. So
I just thought that was so ironic. I didn't make the team. I'll show everyone. Dang it.
You missed. That's why you didn't make the team, Gary. Yeah. Well, you talk about people whose bark and their bite. Okay, so why does Dracula always bite the jugular?
I don't know.
Because he's a necromancer.
Oh.
Oh. It's a little bit of Nosferatu humor.
I thought the play on words was going to be jugular, and it was like, because the bowling pins are too hard or something.
Oh, I see. Oh, the juggler?
Yeah.
That's so funny. The chainsaws get in the way.
Yeah, something like that. That's where I thought that was going.
Oh, no. Well, we should probably find out where this idiom actually originates from.
Why? Are we running out of time?
No, we got time, but... People are curious.
All right, let's find out.
Illegitimate children, this is for you.
Some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
That's ironically how you spent your 20s.
Exactly. I was at work, not this work, a different work, the one that pays some of my bills. And I was on my computer. All of my bills. I was on my computer and accidentally, I don't even know what I did, but that Origins jingle starts playing. My coworker's like, what is that? Which, two things. I was embarrassed trying to hide it, like playing a stupid song. And the second thing was, that famous am I? Doesn't even recognize the jingle.
It's when your family members go,
how
what's that?
Disappointing was that? All right. Well, the expression bark being worse than someone's bite, you might be surprised to learn, came into use in the
Iceland
1600s.
In Iceland.
I don't know. No, I do know. Not Iceland.
But the phrase was, "It's Bjork is worse than its bite."
Yes. The Bjork,
your Bjork is worse than
your bite.
Hey, Sven. Sven's Bjork is worse than his bite.
Anyway, it refers, obviously, to the literal fact that a barking dog is too busy barking to act aggressively. And we've all met a dog that is all bark. And as soon as you kind of break the ice, it's just the tag is wagging so hard, this whole body shaking. But the Old English, funny enough, almost looks like Bjork. Bjork, B-O-E-R-C.
Wow.
Describing the sound a dog makes, has been paired and compared with the word bite since the 17th century, when it appeared in the proverb, timid dogs bark worse than they bite. This proverb has Latin roots, which goes back even further, obviously, and is attributed to Quintus Curtius, who was a really nice guy.
Wow. That sounds like a Roman emperor.
So courteous.
Quintus Curtius.
Historical and rhetorician who lived in the first century BC. He's known for his extensive work pertaining to Alexander the Great. His influential saying is this: Canis timidus Canis timidus vehementius latrat quam mordit.
Oh my goodness.
Which is basically...
Whoa! A doe just appeared. Wow. Holy Harry Potter. What happened?
A basis for a modern day bark is worse. So it says it's 1600s, right? But that's first century in Latin. I mean, it's kind of on the nose. Like this saying was bound to become an idiom.
Sure.
Because of dogs being in everyday life. But yeah, it had much deeper history than I expected. That's the extent of the story I'm going to tell you. But from so, first century Latin to in English being timid dogs bark worse than they bite.
It's not just the that it barks, but I think in terms of practicality, how it barks is a big deal as well. 'Cause you can
say, like, it's a full body thing.
You can say whatever you want. But how sometimes you convey...
Oh, I thought you were still talking about actual dogs. You mean someone yelling or whatever?
Yeah, actual people barking worse than their bite. Because you can say something in like terrible in a nice way, and you can say something terrible in a terrible way.
Right.
And it's funny. I don't know if it's just like old man things. I find more and more cuss words are like really lazy.
Right.
Like ways of expressing. Like, so you see people angry at each other and immediately goes into the F factory and all this. You're just like, there's more creative
but
ways.
When you have just a lazy Saturday, do you let them fly then? Why are you swearing so much? Yeah, it's just a lazy day.
It's just a lazy day. I just let all my filters go.
You know, tone sometimes affects the bark. Mm-hmm. It's not even always volume.
That, absolutely.
I used to have a girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Humble brag.
This was in senior year of high school, and her family...
Before you came out.
That's true.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Wow. Look what you're wearing. Look at the screen.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at the screen.
Okay, fair enough. Got me on that one.
Their family, nicest family on the planet, but the way they yipped at each other, when I first met them, spent time with them, I'm like... You. Yeah.
Eastern Europeans.
Everybody okay here?
Eastern Europeans are like this.
And they don't mean anything by it. My family is so sucky, I realized later in life, that, my family is not normal. Like,
some say respectful.
No sucky. Like, they, of course, respectful, but then there's another level of just suck and hugs and kisses and like.
I lean this way.
Yeah.
Yes.
You came out that way.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was just, it was a bark. They couldn't have been more loving, friendly people.
We just don't
but
bark.
There is a bark to it.
Yeah, like, we can, like, my family, like, disagreements fly, but it's all, like, elevating your voice is basically losing.
Right. I think some people have developed a bark when there is no bite because it's worked for them in life. Like, their go-to is, maybe not even anger, but their go-to is, rah, 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 well, got my way.
I love how out of control you are right now. like things when people get just so amped up,
and then you calmly respond.
Yeah.
I used to work in retail, and the level that people can get to.
I think in those situations, sometimes people's rage, they come in hot,
right?
Because they're like, "This is going to be a fight."
Yeah,
I'm not going to get my discount. I'm not going to get this return. Right. I'm going to need to come in hot. You know,
and you're like,
"Squeaky wheel gets the grease."
If that idiom. Exactly. Have you ever been bit by a dog?
I am trying to think. Probably nipped, but not like a real like tooth sinky bite. How something bites is also important.
Right.
Because you think of like,
shark.
Oh, this is like, this is an attractive, this is, it's a sexy thing. Bite your bottom lip. Mm. But if I bite my top lip.
Mm. That's the funniest thing I've seen and heard ever. Oh, man. That was great. So, I just made my day right there.
It's not just how you bark. It's how you bite as well.
Okay. I was going to play a game with you.
Sure.
I think we have
a little bit of time
okay,
here.
Okay. I'll shorten the game a little bit.
Yeah, we go.
But I'm going to play you an audio clip of a dog barking.
Okay.
And let's see. I'll give you multiple choice. Let's see if just by the sound, you can guess the breed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
that's crazy.
The clip I'm about to play you is either a German Shepherd,
okay,
a Dachshund,
okay,
or a pug.
Okay.
A German Shepherd, a Dachshund, or a pug. Are you ready?
Yep. I'm going to go Dachshund.
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Yep. Wow. I'm impressed. Okay, let's see if you actually have the gift. This next one is either a Golden Retriever, a Chihuahua, or a French Bulldog. Golden Retriever, Chihuahua, or French Bulldog. You ready?
Yep.
Some of these have some background noises, so it might be tricky, but let's see if you can get it.
I'm going to go with the French Bulldog.
Nailed it.
You can hear the snorting as it has breathing.
You're on a roll. That's two for two. Let's keep on going.
Sure.
Is this a Labrador Retriever, a Beagle, or a St. Bernard?
Ooh, okay.
You got it?
Okay.
Here we go.
There is some depth into it, so I want to eliminate Beagle, That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the retriever, the golden lab.
I'm sorry, it was a St. Bernard.
Was it the St. Bernard? Yeah, oh, there was depth in it. I could have gone that way.
You described it. I thought you were going to the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 2 for 3.
Okay.
A poodle, an English bulldog, or a Siberian husky? Poodle, English bulldog, or Siberian husky? I feel like you're going to get this one.
I'm not going husky, and I don't hear enough nasally to get the bulldog, so I'm going to go poodle.
Yeah, got it. Okay, let's do one more. Is this a boxer, a cocker spaniel, or a Pomeranian?
Okay.
Oh, never mind. We're getting an ad.
At Papa John's?
I don't pay for stuff. Okay, here we go. Do you remember the choices?
I'm going to go Pomeranian.
Yeah, you got it. You're practically a veterinarian. Have you ever thought of this as backup career? They all bark differently when you put the glove on.
Yeah, turn your head, little puppy, and cough.
Nicely done, though.
Yeah, it's there's some giveaways on some of them.
Yeah, the multiple choice narrows it down.
The funny, any of those bulldogs are just this hilarious.
Is a St. Bernard, a Rottweiler, or a Chihuahua.
Well, when things have serious breathing problems, like
yeah,
like a dog born with a deviated septum,
exactly,
sounds a
exactly.
certain way.
Well, that's listen, fine. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes two.
How about
part
we get into some riddling
question? They require they overlapping. I just started because I accidentally hit play.
Okay.
On the riddling is a game we like to play. It takes two part trivia based question requires an overlapping
sound syllable.
Sound syllable. You'll figure out how to play when we get into it. I can't remember what
sound
I usually.
Sound syllable letters.
Yeah. For example, excuse me. Last week we did genuine as a $3 bill, and we left you with this one. As phony as a what? Asked Dr. Huxtable.
That's a $3 Bill Cosby.
Correct. That's how you play. The correct answer is not a $3 bill. It's not Bill Cosby. It's a $3 Bill Cosby, and that is how you play riddling. So I've got a couple for today.
I have two prepared as well. I made sure to go a little different so as to not have overlap.
I hope we didn't go the same different.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. It didn't happen. Money down.
Okay.
Okay. Riddlink 1.
Yeah.
The legitimate children, feel free to chime in, yell at your radio, your stereo, your MP3 player.
Mail in your answers, snail mail.
Mail them in. Send a smoke signal.
We won't give you the answers
and
for 6 weeks.
Ready. Keep your eyes to the skies. The vain Dracula bites is the Addams Family butler.
Oh.
The vain Dracula bites. Is the Addams Family butler.
Yeah, I should be able to get this because of the first half. I have cousin it. Oh, I know it. Juggy Lurch.
It's a Juggy Lurch.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
That was a last second revelation in my brain. Okay, here's one for you.
Okay.
This fuzzy honeymaker is Snoopy's breed.
I'm going to go with a Bumble Beagle.
That's correct. Nicely done.
Illegitimate children.
It's fun to say, isn't it?
Did you beat me on that one?
Bumble Beagle.
Here you go. I got a second one.
Okay, go.
What a dog says at Gotham's Hospital for the Insane. What a dog says at Gotham's Hospital for the Insane.
I'm going to go with Barkham Asylum.
Barkham Asylum. Beautiful.
Nice. That's great. That's a good one.
Well, we've got one more coming for you. So let's, why don't you send in some answers? We'd love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here's the last one. Whatchamacallit, Kit Kat, and Mars are all examples of what it means to be all talk, no action.
Oh, okay.
Whatchamacallit,
okay.
Kit Kat, and Mars are all examples of what it means to be all talk and no action.
And that is 3 minutes gone. It's good.
You got that one.
Yeah, yeah. I went deeper. I was in Pennsylvania already. But
Pennsylvania or Transylvania?
No, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's all good. Well that was
we've had Dracula mentioned, so it could have been Transylvania.
It could. Yes. Of all the Sylvanias,
that's
are a
one.
Couple. Those are a couple.
Sylvania.
Of them.
Pennsylvania, Sylvania, and Transylvania. Are there any more
Vanias?
Vanias?
I don't know. I don't want. No, it just sounds... There's got to be at least one more.
But I know, right? You want one.
I want one more. I can't think of one. Anyways.
Vania White from Wheel of Fortune.
Gross. She's just all veiny. Ew.
And white.
Oh,
she's getting up there.
Yeah, I'm sure she's like wrinkled and white. But
what a life
veiny
career, hey?
Gross.
Vania White.
Anyways.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
My mark is worse than my mark.
That's 3 minutes gone.